Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
This is Sandy from Texas. I have a story that I wanted to share. I love your show, by the way. I used to be an elderly caregiver, and working around elderly, there's a lot of experiences I've heard on your show. And I worked for this one lady. She lived in a really huge house. Her and her husband had built the house probably 30 years before, and it was a rock house. It was two stories, and the ceiling went all the way up. There was no attic. And so when you walk in the front door and you look up, it goes all the way up two stories in like this grand living room. And then there's like a balcony to where you can see upstairs. And there's like another living room upstairs. And then a master bedroom upstairs to the left and a bedroom to the right that also had a bathroom that they used like an office slash bedroom. So anyway, I worked for this lady, and at first I didn't really notice anything. And once I started working there, there was other girls that also worked for her, but they weren't really doing as much as they could. So I'm the kind of person, I like to stay busy. I like to clean. I like to do stuff. So I asked her, I was like, do you mind if I clean up a little upstairs? It's a little messy. She also had three cats, and the cats used the bathroom upstairs to the right in the office. And so it was just awful. Whoever was taking care of her wasn't really cleaning. You know, the bathroom was disgusting, and they were just putting new litter and not cleaning anything. And she hadn't been upstairs for like 2 or 3 years because she had a hip replacement, so she wasn't able to go upstairs. And she's like, yes, please clean. I didn't know it was so dirty. Yes, clean up for me. So I did. I started cleaning. And I just cleaned the whole bathroom. Then I moved into the bedroom where the office was. And I started noticing that there was a lot of things in that room that belonged to her husband, who had passed a few years prior to me being there, maybe about 4 to 5 years previously. He had died in that room, actually, of a heart attack. And so he had a lot of, like, personal items in that room. That was his office. He had pictures on the wall of his favorite dog and airplanes and just everything. It was like his personal room. So I was dusting and just cleaning the pictures. I found a nameplate with his name on it. I cleaned it, just didn't really move anything around, but just, you know, cleaning things, picking them up, dusting underneath, putting them back down. So anyway, that happened. I cleaned that whole area, and the cats were really happy. You know, they were like, yay, it's clean. I washed all the sheets on the bed, and just everything felt a lot fresher. So time goes on. I'm still working there, and I would go there every morning about 7 o'clock. I had to be there at 7 o'clock every morning. So you know, in the summertime, you know, 7 o'clock, it's daylight. But once it started to get, you know, fall and winter, you would arrive at the house at that time, and it would be really dark. So every time I would arrive in the dark, and this was a lady who doesn't like lights on. She feels like you're wasting energy. So every light in the house was off, except there was a little nightlight in her bedroom and in her bathroom downstairs, and that was it. So when I would arrive at the house early in the morning and it was dark, I would feel something was looking at me from the top of the stairs, which when you walk in the front door, you look straight ahead, and about 20 feet away from the front door is a stairway that goes straight up. And there was, I always felt a presence there, and it always freaked me out. But I just tried not to look up there, and I just tried to go about my day. You know, I had chores to do as soon as I arrived. I had to let out her cats and start the coffee pot and things like that. And she would always wake up about 5 to 30 minutes when I would arrive, and I would help her and do stuff. But I would always feel that presence upstairs, and especially after I cleaned, I feel like the activity started increasing once I cleaned and, you know, moved things around. I don't know if that angered the spirit or what, but something caused it to be more active. Another day, I was just fixing things, and she had a cabinet in her kitchen that was a little loose. One of the hinges was coming off, so I asked her if it was okay if I get a screwdriver from the garage and fix it, and she's like, yeah, sure. And so I did. I went out to the garage, and again, all her husband's things were still in the garage. He had everything organized really nice, but it was covered in dust. So I just grabbed a tool and went and fixed the pantry. And then I kind of got busy with other things, and I left the screwdriver in the kitchen for a while. And then something told me, take that screwdriver back to the garage, like in a kind of an angry, upset voice. And I was like, whoa, that's weird. And so I took it back, and when I was in the garage, I started feeling like, okay, hurry up, get out of here. You know, it was just an uneasy feeling. And I am a sensitive person. I have had other experiences. So anyway, later on, a few months later, I would feel other things happening. I would smell tobacco. I would smell roses. I would smell like candles burning, but she never had candles. She didn't smoke cigarettes or tobacco, and she didn't ever have roses. She didn't even like, you know, those Glade plug-ins or whatever to be around. She just wanted everything to be, you know, normal, bland, no smells. So I would smell these things. One night, I remember I served her dinner, and I had just made her dinner, and I put it in front of her on the table, and I could smell candles burning, but there was no candles anywhere. But it was very strong, almost to the point like that they were right there on the table, but they weren't. And I asked her, I was like, do you smell candles or anything? She's like, no, I don't smell anything. So I was like, okay. So that freaked me out. And another night down the road, there's a lamp that we would keep on upstairs just for the cats so that when they do go to the bathroom at night, there's a little lamp on in that bedroom upstairs where her husband's office was. And I went up there before I was going to go home, which I would work until like 9 or 10 at night. And the light was out. So I said, okay, let me try to see if I can switch it on. Turn the switch, it wouldn't turn on. Check the light bulb, screw it in. It should have been working, but it wasn't. So I was like, okay, it must have burned out. So I went downstairs to the garage, got a light bulb, walked back upstairs, put the new light bulb in, clicked the lamp to turn it on. It still didn't work. So I was like, okay, it's an old lamp. Maybe it's just broken. So I turn around to go walk out of the room, take a couple steps, and the light turns on by itself. And that really freaked me out. I was like, okay, I'm out of here, you know. And so I didn't tell her about it. I just went ahead and left, and I was really freaked out. So after this, I feel like the spirit knew that he knew that I knew. And so, and I believe it was her husband, but I could be wrong. After that happened, I would be alone in the house every Sunday when she would go to church. Her daughter would take her to church. So I would be alone, and I would usually take that opportunity to mop the area in the dining room where she would usually spend all her time watching TV. And I would, you know, move her chair, mop real good, clean everything real good around her area while she was gone. I didn't like to do it when she was there. I didn't want to disturb her. And so I would be alone on Sundays, and I would hear bangs on the ceiling. Anytime I would go upstairs to use the bathroom, we had to use the bathroom upstairs. And I would be in her bathroom upstairs, and I would hear bangs right above the toilet 3 times, bang, bang, bang. And so I would just hurry up, use the restroom, and leave. And this happened over and over again. Every time I would go to the bathroom, I'd hear bang, bang, bang in the bathroom. And I checked the pipes. I checked the toilet. Maybe it was the toilet. Nothing. So I think that something was saying, get out of here, get out of here. Like, I mean, he didn't want me upstairs or something. I don't know. And so any time I would be alone, I would start hearing bangs above my head somewhere close to me. even if I was like upstairs watching TV or just, you know, usually upstairs. Downstairs was hardly any activity, but it was always upstairs. So anyway, I eventually quit that job, not because of that, just because I found a different job. And yeah, so that was my experience with that house. And I apologize if I rambled. I hope this was a good story. And I really love you guys' show. I listen to you on Spotify. And keep up the good work. Thank you.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.